The Archers. 28 April to 3 May 2002.
Kenton seems to have mislaid something on his journey.
I know I put it in. And the Lord knows it's big enough.
So is that suitcase.
Ah, here we are. What do you think of that?
Wonderful. What is it?
It's a wombat.
Oh, yes, of course.
I thought a stuffed koala or a kangaroo was a bit obvious.
You thought Ben might like a small furry pig instead?
Well, he may have inherited Dad's fondness for them.
Wombats?
Pigs. And Dave used to like them.
Pigs?
Wombats.
Did he? Sometimes I wonder if you were in the same childhood as the rest of us.
Yeah, so do I.
Where did we see wombats?
On TV, of course. There was a programme with Aussie puppets. Two koalas...
What's that? Are you sure you don't mean Skippy?
No. Tinga and Tucker and Willy Wombat. He spoke in a squeaky little voice. Dave used to imitate him all the time.
Did he?
Yeah, he drove me around the bend.
If he starts again, you'll just have to come back and meet my friend Siobhan, like I wanted you to.
I'm sure I'll meet her sometime. And I couldn't really turn David and Ruth down.
No. I suppose it is a sort of an olive branch.
Oh, that's old history.
Is it?
Well, after what's happened to me this year, yes.
You haven't really said much about that.
No.
I don't want to pry if it's still too painful.
You've been very thoughtful.
It's just I don't want to put my foot in it either.
Well, there's not much to tell. She found someone else.
I'm sorry.
A real man. An Aussie stereotype.
Oh, I know the sort.
7 foot tall, plays every known sport to Olympic standard.
Kent.
Yeah, the ragged bushman. And how could I compete?
I'm so sorry.
So am I.
However did you find the time to start an affair with a young baby?
Oh, good question. To be honest, Elizabeth, the way Mel and I got together, well, it was always a bit dodgy.
Maybe, but when you had a baby...
Yes, that changed everything. For me, anyway.
Kenton.
So, now you know.
Yes. I still don't know what to say.
Nothing to say. Well, I suppose I'd better get over to meet this new nephew of mine.
What if they're expecting you for lunch?
David's a lucky devil, isn't he?
In some ways.
Family farm, lovely wife, daughter, son, and now a new baby. And I can't even hang on to one.
They have had their problems. I mean, with Ruth.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's just, you know, he always seems to come out ahead, whatever happens.
Do you think this is going to be enough potatoes, Mum?
Maybe if we could do with a few more. If we're going to have boiled and roast, we'll need plenty.
Are we?
Of course. Got to remind Kenton of the delights of an English Sunday dinner, haven't we?
Good job you're still here, then. Otherwise, you might be reminding him of the delights of beans on toast.
Have we? You've always made a good roast lunch, Pat. Just let that stand for a minute.
If I have the time, which is also going to be in short supply when you go.
Oh, I wish I could stay longer, but...
Mum, you've got your own life to lead. I wasn't trying to make you feel guilty.
I do, though.
Well, you mustn't.
Your dad needs me too.
Of course he does. And you must miss your friends, your life at home.
Well...
I was just trying to see how much we've appreciated having you here. It's been such a help.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Being with you, getting to know Ben, seeing more of Pip and Josh.
Cooking, washing, cleaning, yeah, a real treat for you.
Oh, there's a lot to do in a house with a new baby, and one is a busy farm as well.
A busy, understaffed farm. It's going to be tough if Bert doesn't come back to work soon.
Anything I can do, love?
No, Mum's got it all under control. Roast in the oven, Yorkshire pudding batter standing.
You should put your feet up, David, while you've got the chance.
Boy, it doesn't seem fair to leave you to do all the work, not when it's for my brother.
And Mum's last Sunday with us.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Kenton again.
Oh, I'm glad someone is.
David, don't be rotten.
I remember him as a bit of a charmer.
He's charming, all right. He's particularly good at charming money out of people.
David!
Oh, well, he's safe with me. I haven't got any.
When I think of all the money he's wheedled out of Mum and Dad over the years...
Don't think about it. Not today. He's come to see Ben.
Still like to know what he's really come home for.
I thought the poor lad's marriage had broken up. Jill's very upset about it.
Yeah, come on, David. You said you'd make an effort. He did really want to see Ben. He was very genuine about that.
Yeah, I know. It's just with Kenton. Well, there's always a hidden agenda.
Oh, beautiful morning.
It is. And you're looking a lot better.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better now. I've stopped being sick.
It is a relief, isn't it?
Well, it's not just that. I saw Tim last week.
Oh, yes.
Bumped into him at the cottage. And we had a really good talk.
Did you? I'm glad.
First civilised conversation we've had since... Well, since it all started, I suppose.
So what did you talk about?
The divorce, mainly.
I see. He's being quite reasonable about that.
He said he wasn't going to mention the other man. Such a weight off my mind, I can't tell you.
I never thought he would. Tim isn't vindictive.
No, he isn't. So that's one less thing to worry about. And once I've seen the midwife this week...
I thought you said you were feeling okay.
Well, I am. I'll just feel happier when I've had the first proper checkup.
So when are you going?
Tuesday. And before you say anything, no, I don't want you to come with me.
Are you sure? Because I could easily...
Absolutely sure. The person who ought to be with me isn't going to be.
Well, isn't that all the more reason?
To start getting used to doing things on my own.
You certainly sound very positive about it.
I am.
I am allowed to see you afterwards and find out how you got on, aren't I? I mean, you're not too independent for that.
Of course not. I'll come over to you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Then you can meet Kenton if you don't get a chance today.
Okay. As long as you're not trying to set me up with him.
Siobhan, of course not.
My life is complicated enough as it is.
So is his. Hope he's getting on all right at Brookfield.
I'll be with you in a minute.
They've certainly taken to you.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's easy to be the uncle who blows in from foreign parts with exotic presents, isn't it?
It was kind of you to bring something for Pip and Josh, too.
I didn't want them to feel left out.
Oh, and Ben loves his wombat.
He does.
Must run in the family, eh, Dave?
My name's Willie Wombat.
Yeah, can I offer you a top-up, Heather?
Oh, no, not for me, thanks, Pet. I ought to go and see how the lunch is coming on.
Well, relax, Mum, there's no rush.
I wouldn't mind a bit more if it's on offer.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
Ah, thanks. I'll just have this and then I'll get out to the kids.
Don't let them wear you out.
Don't let them wear him out.
Oh, I expect you've still got jet lag, haven't you, Pet?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, but it is such a treat for me to spend some time with children. I suppose I can't wake the baby up, can I?
No, you can't.
We'd rather you didn't.
He really took to you, didn't he?
I think the wombat helped.
You've a little girl, haven't you?
Yeah, she'll be one in a couple of weeks. Not that I'll be there to celebrate it with her.
Won't you?
I doubt it.
We were really sorry to hear about all that.
Mm. Yeah, we were.
Thanks.
Such a shame. Seeing you with Ben.
Pip and Josh?
Yeah, well, it's not been easy.
You know, I think I'll go and play with the kids myself. Don't get to see as much of them as I might these days.
Do you want me to come with you?
No, you stay and talk to Mum. I just need to check on something in the kitchen.
Oh, what's that, Pat?
Nothing for you to worry about. You just stay there.
Poor David. He's really stretched with the farm at the minute, with Bert being ill.
Oh, yeah. Brookfield's a big responsibility. I did offer to help.
Oh, you mustn't take that to heart. Ruth's very protective of those cows of hers.
I know. And she didn't actually laugh in my face.
Well, it's really frustrating for her, not being able to help David out.
It must be, yeah. Yeah, well, it was a lot to take on.
I think they'd be managing if Bert wasn't ill.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I envy them. Building a family business, building a family. Something I won't be able to do now.
Oh, and no chance of a reconciliation.
I don't think so.
Oh, seems so sad when there's such a young baby involved.
I know. But, well, you see, she's found someone else.
Oh, heavens. Now, why ever should she want to do that?
I'm not the one to ask.
Oh, I'm sorry. You probably don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't mind. In some ways, it's a relief to have it out in the open.
Was he Australian, or was that the attraction?
Well, sort of. Of Italian extraction. Italian mama.
Italian?
Yeah. A Latin lover. And how could I compete?
That's right, kids. You keep practising. Uncle Kenton won't be long.
You all right?
Oh, hi. Yeah. Kenton's always been able to rub me up the wrong way. I should be used to it by now.
It must be hard for him, with his own child so far away.
I suppose so. But he doesn't seem that keen to get back to her.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it just seems odd.
What?
Well, the whole setup, don't you think? You know, staying with Elizabeth rather than Mum or Shula.
Gabe's tiny and Shula's got hands full with Daniel.
Do you think lack of sleep is making me paranoid?
Just a bit. Still, there's an obvious solution.
Is there? What?
Oh, he could take Kenton on his offer to help with the milking.
And then, when Dave fell asleep over the coffee, I got the feeling it was time for me to go.
Glad you did. It's been great to meet you.
You too.
Elizabeth's told me so much about you.
Yeah, well, don't believe any of it.
Or anything he tells you himself.
Charming. See what I have to put up with.
Mm. I told Siobhan you're an invaluable source of family gossip.
Sounds dangerous.
And all you've done is rave about the baby.
Well, he is a cracker.
Nice to find a man who likes to talk about babies.
That's me.
There must have been something.
They were going on about some development plan. Lillian owns a ransom strip or something?
Oh, yes. What's happened?
I don't know exactly, but apparently Brian thinks he's got it all sorted out.
Does he?
Really? How?
Oh, you won't say. You know what he's like. Anyway, Jennifer's very pleased.
Well, I really should be going.
Oh, you don't have to. Stay for supper.
No, thanks. I've got things to sort out of the flat. It's lovely to have met you, Kenton.
You too. And I'm sure we'll meet again.
Hope so.
I'll see you out.
Oh, no need. I've got to see Nigel on the way down.
Oh, yes. He'll give you those eggs.
Oh, thanks.
And good luck on Tuesday.
Yes. Thanks.
What's happening on Tuesday?
Oh, you are so nosy.
Well, how else can I be an invaluable source of gossip?
She's got a doctor's appointment, if you must know, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
She's looking very well.
I'm glad you liked her.
I did. So, when's the baby due?
Kenton?
She is pregnant, isn't she?
Well, yes, but how did you know?
Well, she's got a look about her. Mel had it.
You're amazing.
Mum can do it too. Must be an inherited talent. Anyway, you were so protective of her.
She needs protecting. Kenton, it's a huge secret. You mustn't say anything.
I won't. So, is it Tim's baby?
I'm not saying any more. I'm changing the subject. What are you doing tomorrow?
Well, I thought I might drop in on Shula.
That's a good idea.
See Daniel. I gather he's been having a few problems lately.
So I hear. Difficult to think of Daniel as a bully. Shula seems really worried.
Yeah, I know.
Although Alistair seems to be well on top of things.
Maybe he is where Daniel is concerned, but it's Shula I'm worried about.
Shula has a guest for supper, and Daniel is being difficult.
Of
oh, Daniel, please don't be difficult. I'm behind as it is. We've got people coming.
I don't want people to come.
What's all this about?
I want a packet of crisps.
Yes, we gathered that, but supper's nearly ready.
I don't like it, and I'm hungry now.
If he's really not going to eat much supper.
We are trying to keep his weight down.
OK. Which would you rather have, a packet of crisps or a game on the computer?
But I've got no one to play with.
I'm sure Dad will play with you.
Yeah. Okay, you go and get it set up and I'll be with you in a minute. Start if you like, get ahead of me.
All right.
Oh, thanks, darling.
That's okay. Although we are supposed to be being firm about snacks.
I was. There just didn't seem much point in getting into a big argument over a packet of crisps.
No, maybe not.
I'm behind with the supper. Kenton kept me talking.
Yeah, I know.
And with Tim coming...
He wouldn't mind if it was a bit late.
No, I didn't mean that. I'd just rather he didn't see Daniel, well, like he can be.
If he doesn't get his own way.
Yes. Oh, but he's had such a tough time with this arthritis.
Life's full of tough times. He has to learn to deal with his frustrations.
He's just a child.
And not take them out on other people.
Yes, I know. I just don't want to make everything a fight.
Well, the star chart seems to be working.
Sometimes. Kenton said he wouldn't have done much for a star.
Don't suppose he would.
He thinks we should up the ante a bit.
Does he?
Reward him a bit more every week and come up with a really big treat for him to work towards.
Typical Kenton.
Darling, he's not so bad.
Always on the lookout for the main chance. Bet he was the first in the queue for any handouts when he was a kid.
Actually, it was more likely to be Elizabeth.
I know. What about all the Queen's horses?
Well, we've already booked for that.
Yeah, but we haven't told him yet, have we?
Oh, that's true.
Going to Windsor Castle, seeing the coronation coach, watching the big show in the evening.
Good idea.
Well, if we're looking for a big treat, we couldn't do better, could we?
No, it's right up his street. His chart will be covered in stars. So, are we about ready for the off, then?
Hayley's just making sure Phoebe's settled.
Oh, I could have done that.
Oh, it's okay. It's kind of you to babysit.
Well, I don't mind, you know that.
Yeah. Well, Marjorie offered, but to be honest, I think Phoebe's getting a bit much for her these days.
Mm, she's not getting any younger, is she?
I thought she was looking a bit frail. Well, any time you need me.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
It's not as if you're going to be late, is it?
Well, I hope not. I'm on the early shift.
Yeah, well, so am I.
I just thought it'd be nice for the three of us to go out for a quick drink.
Yeah, it will be.
Ages since I've seen you.
I know. We've been real couch potatoes lately.
Still, you're going away next week, aren't you, for your anniversary?
Yeah. Actually, Brenda, I wanted to talk to you about that.
You're not going to invite me to come with you?
Don't know that looking round cathedrals is quite your scene, is it, love?
No, not really.
Oh, I'm not sure it's mine.
I must admit, I was a bit surprised when Hayley told me.
Not surprised as I was.
Oh, you don't want to see the Mappa Mundi?
Not particularly, no.
I didn't realise Hayley was that interested in history.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Hayley didn't even know where Hereford was, let alone the cathedral.
Roy.
That's nice, calling your own wife stupid.
I'm not. It's just not the kind of thing she's interested in. Do you know what I think it is?
What?
I reckon it's Kathy.
What's Kathy got to do with it? Well,
they spend time together at work. I bet she's been going on at her.
Well, why would she do that?
I don't know. Perhaps she can't stop being a teacher.
Well, she's taught home economics, not history.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know what some people are like.
What, keen for others to widen their horizons?
No, just can't leave people alone to enjoy themselves the way they want to.
Well, Hayley obviously thinks you will enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Do I gather, Roy, you're not keen, then?
Oh, of course I'm not. We've been married 1 year, not 100. Walking around churches looking at bits of old parchment is not my idea of a good time.
Well, why haven't you told Hayley this?
Oh, how can I? I don't want to hurt her feelings. So, I was wondering...
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Oh, Brenda, you're so good at that kind of thing.
It's true, you're always talking me out of things.
Right, you don't want to hurt her feelings, but it doesn't matter if I do. Oh,
couldn't you try?
What makes you think I'll be able to?
Well, if you came up with an alternative...
Like what?
Something we'd actually want to do. Please, Brenda, will you at least give it a go?
So they're still rehearsing here.
Yeah. Well, they're no trouble, are they, darling?
Not unless you actually have to listen to them.
Shula's not a fan.
So I gathered. They didn't sound too bad to me.
No, I think they've really come on. You mark my words, dross are going places.
Oh, tell me where so I can avoid them. More coffee, Tim?
Yes, please, just half a cup.
Right.
I thought we might pop out for a quick drink later. If that's all right with you, darling.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that doesn't seem very fair.
Honestly, I don't mind. I've had a very busy day.
Kenton's been here.
Ah, you must have a lot of catching up to do.
We did.
Well, nice of you to ask me over, then.
Oh, you're no trouble.
I'm with Janet being away. Have you heard from her?
Oh, she only left yesterday evening.
Anyway, she's on a retreat, isn't she? Don't suppose she's allowed to ring people.
Darling, they're not sitting on pillars in the middle of a desert.
We did agree not to communicate this week.
There you are, you see.
Though I'll admit I was tempted. I got a letter from the health authority this morning, accepting my resignation.
Oh, I wish you didn't both have to go.
Yeah, I know.
Did they have any idea who might take over?
Well, I'm afraid it's not quite as straightforward as that.
No?
I shall have to sell up. From August, the surgery will be shut, I'm afraid.
What?
And never reopen?
I doubt it. They're not very keen on single doctor practices anymore.
So what are we supposed to do for a doctor?
I imagine they'll reassign you to a practice in Borchester.
We're supposed to go all the way into Borchester to see a doctor.
Darling, it's not Tim's fault.
I really am sorry. I dread telling the staff. You won't let this go any further, will you?
Oh, no, of course not.
I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to snap. It's just Daniel. The thought of getting him used to another doctor miles away...
It's not that far. And he's so much better.
I thought he was looking a lot brighter. Quite back to his normal self.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah. Oh, I should look in on him.
Oh, yes. It's your turn tonight, isn't it?
Oh, a bedtime story.
Oh, something like that. I don't belong.
Oh, dear. She's really not pleased with me, is she?
No, it's not you. You know we're going through a bit of a sticky patch with Daniel.
Yes.
Well, Shula's a bit sensitive about him at the moment.
Right. Well, if there's anything I can do...
Let's talk about it at the pub.
Where's Hayley?
Gone to the loo.
Ah, right. Well, go and get some drinks, then.
Do you need a hand?
No. You stay and talk to her. She can tell you all about our anniversary plans.
Oh, still not sure I'm going to be able to do this, you know.
I've every confidence in you, Brenda. If anyone can pull it off, you can.
Thanks.
They're playing for a party?
Yeah. Mate Fallon's at college hired the bull upstairs for the evening.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it is. Her brother owns a bar in Felpersham.
So he's got contacts. Mm. Word's getting round how good they are.
Yeah.
Lucky you've had such faith in them.
Well, you've done your share, Alistair. If you hadn't given them somewhere to rehearse...
I'm just pleased it's working out so well.
Evening. Evening, Jolene. Alistair.
Oh, hi, Roy.
Evening. Was there, out else, Alistair?
No, thanks. Well, I'd better get these over to Tim. I think I've got lost. Tell them good luck if I don't see them.
Oh, you will. They're going to be practising like crazy.
Roy.
Oh, two white wines and a pint of lager, please.
Out with the ladies, are we?
Ailey and Brenda.
Now, a little bird told me you've got a wedding anniversary coming up.
Yeah, our first.
That's paper, isn't it?
Is it? I suppose that explains the map.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing.
You doing something special?
I hope so. I really do.
Here we are. Sorry it took so long.
That's all right. Got chatting with Jolene.
I could see that.
About Dross's prospects. So, where were we? Sure I was in the middle of boring you with something when I went to get the drinks?
You were telling me about Daniel's problems.
Oh, yes.
We can change the subject if you want.
Oh, well, it's a relief to have someone I can talk to about it.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
To be so protective of Sheila.
I can imagine.
No one likes to think their own child's a bully.
No.
I feel the same.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, you really think of him like that? As your own child?
Of course.
Well, even at a time like this, when it might be convenient to blame his real father's genes.
His blood father.
No, I didn't mean that. No, you're a fantastic dad.
It's not an effort, Tim. He's my son. End of story.
Well, I think it's admirable. I couldn't do it.
Had a good evening, love.
Yeah, thanks. Where are Roy and Hayley?
Well, Roy's checking on Phoebe and Hayley's making coffee.
Oh, she said you'd leave me with a clear field.
Oh, to do what?
Persuade Roy to go to Hereford.
She's really that keen?
No, it's a cover story.
They're not going there.
But she isn't Macy ever fell for it.
But why can't she tell him what they're really doing?
No, she wants it to be a surprise.
Oh, I see. So what has she arranged?
Whitewater rafting. Sounds fantastic. Wales somewhere. Via Hereford.
Oh, I say.
I told her he'd ask me to try and talk him out of it.
But if it's all booked, you've got to persuade him to come.
That's what she said. Why does everyone think I'm so good at this?
Oh, sounds exciting. Don't think I could do it, but Roy...
She wants him to have a good time. I'm not so sure she will.
Well, it will be an experience.
Whitewater rafting, I'll say. I don't think she realises how wet she's going to get.
Oh, I think it's really sweet of her.
Dead to the world.
Here we go. You've got to back me up on this.
Yeah, I'll try. Oh, she's been really good.
Glad to hear it. Ailey in the kitchen?
Yeah.
That's Andy. So, how'd you get on?
Oh, well, I tried, but things aren't what they seem.
They turned Hereford Cathedral into a disco.
What?
I mean, it's more complicated than we thought.
No, it's very simple. I don't want to go to Hereford, and I can't imagine why Ailey wants me to.
Well, that's just it, you see. You can't imagine.
What?
How
fascinated Ailey's got with history.
No, you're right. I can't imagine.
It was her favourite subject at school.
It's the first I've heard of it.
I think working at Lower Loxley has made her more interested. Isn't that what you said, love?
I knew it was Cathy's fault.
It's widened her horizons, and she wants to share that with you.
Does she?
Oh, this trip to Hereford means so much to her.
Really?
If you go along with it, I think you'll see why.
I suppose. If it makes her happy, that's the important thing.
It'll make you both happy.
Will it?
Trust me, you really ought to support her on this. Oh, maybe you should read up on it before you go.
Well, I don't think there's any need to go that far.
No, she's right. If a thing's worth doing... I've got to go into Felbersham tomorrow. I could pick up some books in the library.
It's a good idea, isn't it, Mum?
Brian has an important phone call to make.
Hello, Siobhan.
Oh, Brian.
Sorry, is this too early? Did I wake you?
No, I was up. Just, well, surprised to hear from you.
Well, I wanted to wish you luck with the appointment.
You remembered?
Yes. Look, you know I'd come with you if I could.
Would you?
It simply isn't practical. Maybe I could drop by at lunchtime, see how you got on.
Yes, I'd like that.
Good. I mean, 12, 1...
Dolly, what are you doing? It'd
probably be best if you...
Sorry, look, I've got to go. I'll see you then. Bye.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all right. I've finished anyway.
Well, you're keen. In the office before breakfast.
Oh, what's these damned IAX forms? Been nagging me all night.
Oh, dear. Really?
Yeah, I just had to check them.
Is that what you were ringing about? Oh, don't tell me they get into work this early.
No, someone rang me. I should remember to switch this mobile off that I need it.
More trouble than they're worth sometimes.
Yes.
Are you going to be very busy today?
This morning, yes. Yes, then I've just got to nip into Felbisham.
You will be back for lunch, won't you?
Well, I'm not sure, actually. So, I mean, don't do anything...
Darling, Mum and Jack are expecting us.
Oh, Lord, is that today?
Yes, and I did put it in the diary.
I'm sure you did.
But if it's going to be a real problem...
No, I'll just have to go out a bit later, that's all.
Are you sure?
Yes, yeah, can't let Jack and Peggy down.
Well, you've got the agronomist coming at 3.
Oh, no.
Well, that's in the diary.
I didn't check it.
And then we've got dinner with the Beesbrus tonight.
Well, that I had remembered. Well, what a busy life I lead.
Oh, I know, darling. I don't know how you managed to keep up with it.
What are you after? You ain't going to tell me we've run out of milk.
Baby spices butter.
Oh, we've run out of that.
How come? There was some last time, I know.
Yeah, well, Eddie sold it off the van. Very popular, apparently.
Well, I ain't surprised.
He will be if food standards ever catch up with him.
Yeah, well, it's a nice little side eye, now.
Yeah, if there was two of me. You have to make do with ordinary for your toast.
Oh, well, it ain't for me. I'm going round home farm later on. Sort their garden out.
Oh, about time.
I was going to take some butter as a sort of, well, you know...
like a peace offering from Baby Spice.
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Nice idea, Joe, but I think it'll take more than a pound of butter to put things right with Jennifer Aldridge.
Well, it wasn't a beast for.
Yeah, I hope you're going to do a proper job.
Of course I am. Yeah, pretty bit of butter, though.
You should have told me. I could have got you some of Felin's cheese. No one seems to want that.
Well, it don't matter. I did have another idea for a little sweetener.
Oh, yeah.
Some of that really put me back in her good books.
Siobhan, nice to see you.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
But of course, you live in Felbisham, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Elizabeth says you've got a wonderful view from your flat.
And a lot of stairs.
Ah, it kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I've just been indulging myself.
Really?
Nothing like English wool, whatever the Aussies say.
No. Oh, you've bought a jumper.
Yeah, several, I'm afraid. Well, I do find it chilly, and I didn't bring any with me. Didn't really need them down under.
I suppose not.
There's a sharp wind this morning, don't you think?
Oh, I hadn't really noticed.
I was just thinking of going for a nice warming cup of coffee. Do you like to come and join me?
I don't drink coffee, actually.
Oh, well, I'm sure we could find an acceptable substitute.
That's very kind of you, but I really need to get on.
Oh, that is a pity.
Sorry.
Some other time, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd like that. See you.
Well, soon, I hope.
Oh, hello, Pat. Got your delivery done?
Yeah, that's done.
I've just finished this batch. Really cracked on this morning.
Well, I'm glad something's gone right today.
Did you forget something?
No. I just had a bit of a disaster with Helen's cheese, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's never made someone ill. I didn't think it was as bad as that. Oh,
I didn't know you thought it was bad at all.
Oh, I didn't like to say. Helen was so proud of it. It didn't prove nothing, just because it weren't to my taste.
Well, it wasn't to anybody's taste, unfortunately.
What, you ain't sold, ain't they?
Not a crumb.
But it's been on sale since...
last week.
Yeah.
Yes, I did try to warn her. Oh, dear, it was awful.
Why, what happened?
Oh, we'd still got the samples out. Now, Tom always said that was a mistake. Looked lovely, but no one would buy it if they'd actually tasted it.
That weren't very kind.
Well, pretty accurate, as it turned out. Someone took a sample and actually spat it out.
Oh, no. Did Helen see?
Oh, yes. You know what she's like. She couldn't let it pass without comment.
Oh, dear, what'd she say?
She said it was supposed to have a bit of bite.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Yes, but then the customer said that piece had bitten her back.
It's quite funny.
I'm afraid Helen didn't think so. She said it was an acquired taste, and the customer said not by her.
She did rather walk into that one.
Then it wasn't very funny anymore. Helen said it was supposed to taste like that.
She's very proud of it, isn't she?
Not anymore. Not after the customer asked if it was supposed to poison people too.
Oh, Lord. Poor Helen.
After that, even she had to admit defeat.
So you ain't trying to sell it no more?
No. Said she agreed with Tom after all, and we could feed it to his pigs for all she cared.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I suppose we might as well. Mix it with the meal, then at least it won't be a total loss.
Suppose so.
Lord knows there's enough of it.
Yeah, she made 2 batches, didn't she?
I did tell her that was overambitious.
Well, I suppose we all have to live by our mistakes.
Pretty expensive lesson. £500 worth.
How much is that?
Oh, yes. But please don't say anything to Helen about it.
Oh, I wouldn't.
She's depressed enough as it is.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Did you really enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm glad. I knew it was a bit of a duty thing.
I thought Peggy and Jack were in very good form.
Yeah, looking well, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we must do it again sometime soon.
Oh, there's no need to go that far, darling.
Honestly, I enjoyed it. Now, hadn't you better go and see what kind of mess Joe Granny's made of our garden this time?
Oh, I suppose so. Aren't you coming?
I'll be with you in a minute. I just need to sort something out from the car.
Well, don't be too long. I'll probably need moral support.
Oh, you're more than a match for him. Right. Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hello, Siobhan.
Brian, where the hell are you?
I'm standing in the yard, actually.
It's 20 to 3. Between 12 and 1, you said.
I know,
I've been sitting here like an idiot, imagining all sorts of things.
I'm sorry, but something came up.
Oh, of course.
I did try to ring you, but your mobile was switched off.
I was in the hospital, Brian. I have some consideration for other people, even if
I know, don't. I know. We had this family lunch. I couldn't get out of it.
Did you try?
Well, there's no point in going to that now.
There's never any point.
How did you get on?
Well, aren't you going to come round so we can talk about it?
Well, that might be a bit tricky now.
Oh, might it?
So what do they say?
Oh, you're interested.
Of course I'm interested. How did it go?
Like you care.
Oh, you know I care. Don't be unreasonable.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Well, I didn't mean, no, I'm sorry. It's just...
I have to go there on my own. I have no information about your medical history. I can't even tell them...
But why did you need to know?
Brian, you've got to come now.
Look, Siobhan, I can't talk. I'll ring you back.
What? You'll never believe what you've done this time.
Sorry, I'll ring later. Coming, darling.
So then I popped into the library and guess who I saw there?
Who?
Roy Tucker with a great pile of history books.
Never had Roy down as a history buff.
Oh, no, they weren't for him, they were for Hayley.
Hayley? Oh, no, you must have got that wrong. Hayley's certainly not interested in history.
Oh, she is now, taking Roy to see the Mappamundi for their wedding anniversary.
What's that when it's at home?
It's a very old map of the world.
Oh.
So, evidently, she's interested in geography too.
Well, I am surprised.
Oh, it was a morning of surprises, because who should I bump into then? But I'm sorry, ladies, I must be keeping you from your yoghurt potting.
Oh, that's all right. We took a late lunch. Anyway, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
We don't usually get such good entertainment with our sandwiches, do we, Clary?
No. So who did you meet?
Siobhan Hathaway.
Oh, well, she does live there now.
Well, it doesn't seem to be suiting her. She was looking very peaky, I thought.
It's the worry, I expect.
Yeah, it might be.
Well, no marriage breakups, a picnic, even if you... Oh, Kenton. I'm sorry, I didn't think...
Oh, that's all right.
I was really sorry.
Me too.
Such shame for you with the baby and everything.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Must be. Now, having a baby can put a strain on any marriage.
It can.
No, it wasn't that. She found someone else.
I never know how women find time when they've just had a baby.
I know, that's what Elizabeth said.
I know. I could barely remember who Tony was, let alone find someone new.
Maybe Australian women's got more energy.
Yeah, they've got more something.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to...
No worries. And I mustn't be unfair to Mel.
I can imagine you might want to be.
Well, my rival was quite something.
What, like Mel Gibson or Russell Crowe?
Actually, he's from New Zealand, but yes, along those lines. Though his father came from Greece, so...
Well, Russell Crowe's?
No, Kenton's rival.
So what could I do? A Greek god. How could I compete?
I don't see what the problem is.
How can you say that?
You said you wanted the garden ornaments replaced. Well, I've replaced them.
You haven't.
I have.
You've replaced Jenny's terracotta pots with a couple of very dodgy-looking Greek maidens, Joe.
And some frightful animals that even Walt Disney might reject.
Well, the statues is very tasteful. Eddie gets a lot of people asking for them.
Well, tell them to come round here, then, and they can have them.
Well, they can't.
Joe, Jenny's just said she doesn't want them.
I don't.
They're cemented in, though.
What? But I didn't tell you to do that.
Well, I didn't want there to be no more accidents. If another poor beast wanders into your garden...
Well, I shall get Brian to shoot it.
Well, there's no need to get in a state about it, darling. You'll just have to dig them up again.
Oh, will I? What about my back?
Well, what about my lawn?
Excuse me, I really have to answer this.
Yeah, what about my plants?
Well, what's the matter with your plants? I'd replace them too.
Not with what we're there in the first place.
How dare you cut me off like that?
Look, just give me a second.
I have replaced them.
Darling, why don't you and Joe go and look at those plants together, then you can sort it out properly.
Well, there ain't nothing to sort out.
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, make a list or something. Just let me take this call. I'll be with you.
Not
sorry.
Are you trying to raise my blood pressure?
No, it's just, I'm sorry.
I have to see you. Do you understand? I have to.
Yes, of course. Look, I'll come round tomorrow morning.
Can't it be this evening?
No, we're going out to dinner. Look, I promise tomorrow I'll be there.
You better be.
I will.
Because if you're not,
Well, there'll be an uninvited guest at your dinner table tomorrow night. Do I make myself clear?
Kathy has a message for Elizabeth.
See you at lunchtime then. And you be good children for Hayley this morning. So what's this message, Kathy?
Oh, it's about a conference booking.
Oh, yes?
It came through to me by mistake, but I took the number down.
Thanks.
I'm sorry to disturb you in the nursery, but it sounded urgent.
Don't worry. I was just saying goodbye to the children.
Was Hayley reading a book?
Yes, and it must be a good one.
Yeah, she did seem quite engrossed in it.
You sound surprised.
Well, I am, to tell you the truth. I'd never put Hayley down as much of a reader.
Neither had I.
Quite a tome, wasn't it?
Medieval history.
Oh, good heavens.
She says it's really quite fascinating when you get into it. They never had a childhood, you know.
No, I suppose it is quite a modern concept.
Well, that's the idea that got her hooked.
Well, good for her. Is she doing a course or something?
No. She and Roy are supposed to be going to Hereford Cathedral for their wedding anniversary.
Oh, I thought they were going...
No, they're not going there, really. It's just a cover story for her surprise.
Oh, I see. Well, I should think Hereford Cathedral was enough of a surprise for Roy, wasn't it?
She did have some problems persuading him, yes.
I bet. So she is still planning this rafting trip?
Oh, yes.
I can't get over the thought of Hayley going whitewater rafting.
I know.
But does she realise how wet she's going to get? Oh, I'm sure Roy will like it.
Anyway, I ought to get on.
Oh, yeah, the number's on your desk.
Thanks. I've got Siobhan coming to lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to check with Hayley where the children would be. I'm sure she'll want to see them.
She loves children, doesn't she?
Yes.
Such a shame she and Tim didn't have any.
Actually, I think it's a blessing they didn't.
Ah, there. I think that's everything.
So, when does Dad think he'll get here?
Oh, he's hoping to be in time for lunch.
Be nice to see him.
Oh, he's really looking forward to seeing Ben. He'll have changed so much.
Yeah, I suppose he will.
We'll have to get down more often. I presume this is going to be our last grandchild.
Oh, I should think so.
I don't want to miss out. The grow-ups are quick.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it doesn't seem 5 minutes since you were his age.
Oh, come on, Mum. 10 minutes at least.
Oh, God.
Shall I pack these shoes?
No, leave them. I've got a bag for those.
Oh, I'm really going to miss you.
Me too, Pat.
It's been great having you here.
And I don't want you doing too much the minute my back's turned.
Don't worry, I feel fine.
Even so.
My 6-week checkup was all right.
I know, but breastfeeding can take it out of any woman, let alone...
Not when I like it so much. Now Ben's much better at night. Well, I've been thinking.
I knew it. Here we go.
Well, it really wouldn't hurt to do the odd milking shift. David's so pressured, poor
thing. And you're not, with 2 children and a new baby to look after.
You know I've never been the domestic type.
I don't think you're going to have much choice now, Pet.
Oh, yeah, that.
Hello, David, love.
Oh, you're not letting Ruth pack, are you? You'll never find anything.
Oh, this from the man whose idea of packing is just upending the contents of his drawers into a hold-all.
Yeah, well, means you're sure you haven't left anything out. Now, I just wondered if you'd heard yet from Solly what time he'll be arriving.
Oh, about lunchtime, he hopes.
Oh, right, only I'm not going to be in much today. I don't want to miss him.
Oh, you'll have time to eat your lunch, surely.
Quick one.
Make the most of it. I'll be back to soup and sandwiches once Mum's gone.
Hey, it's been great having you here, Heather. We've really appreciated it.
Oh, and I've loved being here. And I was just telling this wife of yours not to do too much the minute I've gone.
Oh, don't worry. I'll keep an eye on her.
You won't have time. If I don't help, you'll be too busy.
So that will be lunch on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the normal teas and coffees, etc.
Right, you are. For 50, you say?
Yes. That's not going to be a problem, is it?
No, we'll cope.
I know it's all a bit last minute, but it was such a big booking, I couldn't really turn it down.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, no. Oh, I've just remembered Hayley's not going to be here.
Oh, no. Presumably she's booked this rafting trip.
Yes, and it is their actual wedding anniversary.
Not really a movable feast, then.
No. She booked the time off fair and square. It's my problem.
I could try and make alternative arrangements for Jamie, if that would help.
Don't worry, we'll manage.
How?
Julie will just have to pitch in.
I'm sure Sig could have him.
Or maybe Kenton could help. Children love him.
We haven't really seen much of him.
No, well, he's been out and about catching up with all his old friends.
I can imagine.
That's the only problem. He may have things arranged for next week.
Or perhaps he and Julia could work something out between them.
Perhaps. Although I get the impression Julia's not very keen on my brother.
Really? But he's such a charmer. What's not to like?
Him taking the attention off her.
Oh, I see.
So, this will be a good opportunity for her to feel needed and back in the limelight, won't it?
I really am sorry about yesterday.
Well, it's all water under the bridge now, isn't
it? It's just an unfortunate set of circumstances. And Siobhan, I can't believe I was the only absent father.
That isn't really the point.
Well, the midwife didn't give you a hard time about it, surely?
No, she was tact itself about my situation.
Good. Well, that's...
I wasn't worried about that. This isn't about me, it's about the baby.
Of course.
It was my medical history she was interested in.
Well, you could tell her that.
Not about yours. I don't know if you've got any hereditary illnesses in your family.
Oh, I see, yes. We should have thought about that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, have you?
No. Sound as a bell.
What about that epilepsy you had? That's something she mentioned.
Well, that's way in the past. And it wasn't hereditary, just a side effect of my accident.
Well, that's what I thought. But I couldn't remember what the accident was.
I've said I'm sorry.
It's not me you need to apologise to. This baby is carrying half your genes, however inconvenient you may find it.
Well, that's nothing to worry about. My genes are perfectly fine. Everyone in my family lives to a ripe old age.
Unless their mistresses go mad and murder them.
Look at Kate and Alice.
Yes.
You can put any deficiencies in their personalities down to the way Jenny and I brought them up. But you can't deny they're healthy.
I suppose so.
So, everything else was okay, apart from that?
Oh, yes. They offered me the usual test.
When are you having the amnio?
I'm not.
But...
What's the point? I want this baby.
I know, but... I mean, if you're worried about the baby's health...
There's a risk of miscarriage. End of story.
Well, quite a small one. But when Jenny had it, they told...
I'm not Jennifer.
No, sorry. Well, it's your decision, of course.
Yes, it is. She seems to be keeping you busy these days.
I wouldn't say that.
All these social engagements?
Well, no more than usual.
Really? You seemed to be able to get away a little more easily before I was pregnant.
It's nothing to do with that.
If you say so.
It's a busy time on the farm, too. Lots of balls to keep in the air.
First things first.
It's not like that.
So you'll be around tomorrow then, will you?
Well, it might be a bit difficult this week.
Yeah, I thought so.
But next week, I promise.
Right.
You might have some news about the divorce then.
That would make it worth the effort.
I didn't mean that. You might need someone to talk to.
Might I?
You haven't heard anything from Tim, have you?
No, Brian, I haven't. Hello, need a hand?
Oh, hi. No, I've pretty much done it now, thanks.
Grass is looking good.
Yeah, you can actually see it growing at the moment.
It's the only way to produce milk. Your dad was quite right.
Yeah, I know.
It's really showing up in the yield. I was looking at the figures just now.
Is your dad not here yet?
He's just arrived. That's what I came to tell you.
Oh, could have rung me.
Well, I fancied a walk round. It was a good opportunity while he and Mum are cooing over Ben.
It's a good day for it.
Oh, the cows really are looking well.
Well, so they ought to be this time of year.
I was having a look at the potatoes, too. They seem to be doing all right.
Yeah, not bad. Long way to go yet, though.
True.
Did you have a look at the lambs?
No, why? Is there a problem?
No, they're fine. It's just that you seem to have checked up on everything else.
I feel out of touch cooped up in the house. Still, not for much longer.
Now, listen. You heard what your mother said. It's too early to come back to work.
I might not have much choice if Bert's not back for silage making.
Well, I'll have to see about finding a casual.
We haven't had much luck so far.
Yeah, well, you never know. And Bert might be fit in time.
It just seems daft when you've got an excellent herdsperson in the house.
Yeah, who has got quite enough to do looking after her own herd. We'll sort something out, love. Don't you worry.
I really didn't expect to feel like this.
I know you didn't. You were being so brave.
I thought I was okay about going it alone.
Yes.
I even thought, well, you know the way some women go on about how useless their partners are. I thought in some ways it might be easier.
Depends on the partner.
The ones I saw looked happy enough.
Were there that many?
Well, not really. A couple coming out when I went in and a couple waiting when I came out.
Not a very big sample.
Wasn't that so much. It's just they looked so happy.
Another day, it might have been people at each other's throats, and you'd be thinking what a lucky escape you'd had.
The midwife was wonderful. She made it seem like the most natural thing in the world.
She must be used to it. It's hardly unusual.
But then, well, there were things she needed to know about the father.
Like what?
Medical things.
Oh, yes, of course. And you didn't know?
I didn't then. And that made me feel, well, as if this baby had just been the careless outcome of some one-night stand.
Oh, Siobhan.
And it's not like that.
Of course it's not.
It's not fair to the baby. That's what gets me. And suppose he or she blames me.
They won't. You'll be a wonderful mother.
I don't seem to be doing very well so far.
Just because you don't know a few medical details. Surely, if you phone Christian and explain...
It's not that simple.
I know you said he didn't want to know, but surely he'd understand.
I don't think he understands anything at all.
You have spoken to him?
Baby's father? Oh, yes. Am I going to see Freddie and Lily before lunch? That'll cheer me up.
Yeah, in a minute. Look, tell me to mind my own business.
Why would I want to do that?
Only I've been thinking.
Yes?
You didn't actually say Christian was the father. I just sort of assumed it.
Yes.
But from some of the things you've said to me recently, well...
No. The baby isn't Christian's.
I see.
I would have told you before, but... Oh, Elizabeth, it's so complicated.
You know you can trust me.
I do. But I'm not the only one involved.
He's married.
Elizabeth. I just can't.
Well, someone I know.
I can't tell you any more. Please don't ask me. Please.
It's an important night for Dross.
What's Dermot got to now?
He's come to get himself a drink.
Oh, well, I hope it's not going to be long.
Chill out, Fallon.
Maybe we could get the drum set up.
Oh, I wouldn't touch his drum kit, not unless you want him sulking all evening.
No, I don't. Such an important gig for us.
Relax, babe. It'll be all right.
Well, it's important Max thinks we're good.
Yeah, keep your hair on.
Well, if he likes what he hears, well, it's not just his bar. He's got contacts.
I like it. Look, I've got some stuff here that'll mellow you out.
What? Oh, Jazza, you idiot. This isn't the time to get high, not tonight.
No better time. Especially if it's going to be a really good evening. Take the edge off. Well, what you got then?
Don't be stupid. Do you want to get us all thrown out?
Relax. We can be cool about it.
Well, Sid and Mum aren't going to be very cool about it if they find out. This isn't the time, and it definitely isn't the place. No, wait, Jazza.
Oh, hi, Brenda. Tom said he'd see you.
I haven't seen him.
Packed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good party.
I thought you might be working tonight.
I am. Sid's got me behind the bar up here. I'm just grabbing a few glasses.
Oh, right.
So Tom's here, is he?
Yeah, somewhere.
Good. I haven't seen him for ages.
This girl seems to know half of Forsyth.
Yeah, I know. Boy and Hayley are supposed to be coming.
Everything all right, girls?
That's good, thanks, Sid.
Yeah, just catching a few glasses.
Leave that to me. You get back behind the bar.
All right.
There'll be a lot of people needing a drink when it's not finished.
Oh, Sid, they're really good.
If you say so.
See you later then, Brenda.
Oh, I'll come with you. You do with a lager.
We've run out of tonics downstairs,
Sid. Right, I'll sort some out in a minute.
Whoa, don't tell me you're enjoying the music.
I'm getting used to it.
Seems to be going really well. Very well behaved crowd.
You still need to keep an eye on things.
Hell, we can pop up and down.
Yeah, I know. Just make sure everything's under control.
Don't worry, everyone's having a great time.
That's what we like to hear.
And they're really enjoying Dross. It should be a good night for them.
Not him. Thanks again, good night!
They were all right, weren't they?
they?
Yeah, they've got loads better.
Are they going to play any more?
I don't think so. I think it's just the DJ now.
When does it go on till?
11:30. Gotta get the place cleared by midnight.
Make the most of it, then. Can I have another one?
Vodka and orange.
Make it a large one.
Ooh, party girl.
That was great, Max. Thanks.
I told you there was nothing to worry about.
Your mate's brother seemed well impressed. I was keeping an eye on him.
Maybe I should go and chat him up.
Let him come to the ice. Play it cool.
Yeah, you could be right.
Always am.
Yeah, well, now we can enjoy ourselves. Hey, do you want to dance for us?
I think you'll find the ladies already spoken for.
Am I?
Oh, charming. I was first.
Yeah, but I've got the stuff to make her go with a swing, if you know what I mean.
Jazzo, I told you, no drugs.
Yeah, well, we're playing, but that's over.
We're still in the pub. I can't believe you. I said no.
And you can tell me what to do. How can you only work out if you're 17 or 70?
Jazzo! Don't you dare! Jazzo! Do you think I should go after him?
Well, even a cool down, you'll only make it worse.
If he takes something...
He won't. He's all talk, just showing off. Whereas he's the man. Don't worry, even Jazzo won't be that stupid.
No.
Anyway, we're losing valuable dancing time. Come on.
You don't need to do that now, love. Leave it till the morning.
Well, I thought I might as well. Hadn't got rid of all the partygoers yet.
We need to. It's nearly midnight. I don't want any trouble with the law about the extension.
Oh, no, of course not. I'll go and round the stragglers up.
Thanks, love. Oh, and Jolene.
Yeah?
I really don't want to hang about all night while Dross moves their stuff either.
No, nor me. I'll go and tell them to get a move on.
Looks like the party's over.
I'm surprised Sid's let it go on this long.
Oh, I better make a move then.
You're not driving, are you, Brenda?
No, I'll walk home.
That's a bit of a way, isn't it?
No, it's all right.
If you don't mind hanging on while I finish this, I can give you a lift.
Oh, Kirsty, you sure?
Yes, no trouble.
Oh, I'll give you a hand then.
Oh, thanks.
Time to go on now, I'm afraid, ladies and gents. Gotta shut sometime.
We better get a move on. She doesn't look very happy.
No, now we're in trouble.
Oh, Fallon! And you even made a start on getting this stuff cleared away?
We were just going to.
Look, Sid needs to close up.
Sorry, Mum, it won't take long.
But it was my fault. We kind of got into the party.
We'll find the others.
Well, Dermot and Stuart have gone.
What? When?
About a quarter of an hour ago. I thought you must have done it.
What the lazy... Well, what were we supposed to do with Dermot's stuff?
I don't mind you leaving some of it here till the morning.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
But not all of it. You got another band on tomorrow.
Here, has Chaser gone too?
Bet he has. Well, he wasn't with them. Oh, I didn't see him.
Oh, well, if he is still here, let's find him. Do something useful for once.
I'm afraid I've got some more for you, Sid.
Just put them there. Is that the lot?
Nearly. Brenda's just collecting the last few.
That's kind of her.
Oh, she's waiting for me. I said I'd give her a lift.
You can get off once we've got upstairs sorted.
Oh, cool, thanks.
So how's it looking up there? Like a bomb's hit it?
That's not too bad.
At least we've got rid of all the partygoers now. So that just leaves the band.
Oh, here you are.
But I might as well make a start unloading the dishwasher. I presume we're still waiting for Dross to get their act together?
Yeah, don't worry. I've told them to get a move on. They'll be down soon.
Brenda, you haven't seen Jazz, have you?
No, why?
Can't find him.
Are you sure he hasn't just gone home?
Mum doesn't think so. He didn't go with Dermot just now.
We might have left earlier.
Did you see him?
No, but he was looking pretty fed up when you were dancing with Ed.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't very pleased with me all evening.
Well, there you are then. He's gone home in a strop, I expect.
Suppose.
Look, I wouldn't worry about it. I better get this locked downstairs and then maybe we can go home too.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. All right.
Have you found the missing person?
Yeah, I have.
There you are, Fallon. Told you there was nothing to worry about. See ya.
Yeah, and hi, Brenda.
So where is he?
He's in the gents.
God, I should have thought. I was getting worried he'd done something stupid.
I think he has.
What?
Well, he's unconscious, Fallon. I can't wake him up at all.
Won't be a moment.
Thanks, Sid. See you tomorrow. Night.
Night, girls.
Night, Sid.
Was that Kirsty and Brenda?
Yes. They seem to enjoy themselves.
Oh, and it's been a really good night.
But a long one. Aren't those kids packed up yet?
No, don't worry. I'll go and put a rocket under them.
Jazzo? Jazzo? Oh, wake up, please.
He's out cold.
Oh, God. What do you think he's taken?
Well,
I suppose he'd just be drunk. Jazzo!
I think it's Kay. He was like this before, remember?
Stupid! I told him. I thought he was going to have a smoke or drop an E, maybe.
Well, I don't know. Well, this is what he was like before.
Oh, God, Jazzo! Jazzo!
But he came out of time.
We don't know how long he's been like this, though.
No.
He freezing cold. That can't be good, can it?
I don't know.
We'll have to tell someone. We can't just leave him.
Oh, what on earth is going on?
Mum, it's Jazzer. We can't wake him up.
Oh, good God. What's happened to him?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, did he fall? Or?
I don't think so.
You don't smell drunk. How long's he been like this?
We don't know.
Has he taken something?
Well,
oh, come on, Fallon, there's no time to play games.
Well, he might have done it. He said he was going to earlier.
Oh, Fallon!
But I told him not to.
She did, it's not her fault. Well, never mind about that now. Do you know what he's taken?
No.
We're not really sure.
No? Well, you think about that. I'm going to call an ambulance. But they can't help him unless they've got all the facts.
We're having to come quickly.
Oh, we should have told her. We don't know, Fallon. We don't know for sure.
I've never seen anyone like this, have you?
Well, I'm not an expert. They'll know what to do.
But Mum's right. They need to know so they can help him. Oh, God, look at him, Ed. He looks dreadful.
I know.
I'm so scared. What if...
What the hell is going on?
So, Hayley's not really taking Roy to see the Mappa Mundi?
No, that's just the cover story. You mustn't let on, but they're really going whitewater rafting in Wales.
Sounds a bit gung-ho for Hayley.
Oh, that's what I think. But Roy will love it, if Hayley can get him there.
Did he believe this story?
Me and Mum had to do a real job on him, but he swallowed it.
I didn't think it sounded like Hayley's cup of tea.
You'd be surprised. Roy got her all these books on medieval history from the library.
You're joking. Poor Hayley.
Actually, she's really got into one of them.
No.
Yeah. Anything you want to know about the Black Death?
And see what you've done now.
Yeah, it was a bit spooky, wasn't it?
I always wonder where they're going, don't you?
This time of night, it's probably just someone who's had too much to drink, that's all.
Yeah, probably.
So, give me the gossip about Helen's cheese. Is she really poisoning people with it?
Only Tom's pigs.
How could you be so stupid? How could you?
Come on now, Sid. She said she's sorry.
Drug-taking in my pub.
I told him not to.
She did. Give her a break.
You should have told us he was going to. Straight away.
Yeah, right.
She didn't know he was. I'd have thrown him out anyway.
He's our singer.
You think I cared about that? Do you realise what this means? They could close us down.
Sorry.
Look, calm down, Sid. The important thing at the moment is with this poor lad here.
Poor lad.
Deserves all he gets.
How can you say that?
Yeah, look at him.
I'll get my blanket.
Oh, I should have thought of that before.
Oh, I'll find out what's happened to the ambulance. It's ages since you phoned.
Come on, Jazza, hang on, mate.
So how long has this been going on?
What?
Drug-taking in my pub. You're not expecting me to believe that tonight was a one-off.
You can believe what you like. Jazza? I keep telling you.
Look, can you two just shut up and look at him?
What's the matter with him now?
Fallon, I need to know...
Look.
You stop breathing.
Oh, my God.
Get Mum. Tell the ambulance to come quicker. Do something.
Yeah, you're right. I'll get your Mum. She'll know what to do.
I can't believe this.
Jazza, come on. Don't die, please. Don't die.
After the events of last night, Sid is not a happy man.
You weren't eating your toast, Sid.
I'm not very hungry.
You need to keep your strength up.
Why? I'm not going to be doing much today, am I? With the pub shut? Oh, yes. And the police coming to interview me on suspicion of being a drug dealer.
Oh, Sid.
Funny, I haven't got much appetite in it.
They don't think that.
Oh, then why have they shut the pub down?
It's only for 24 hours.
To start with.
Now, I'm sure once we've talked to them this morning, they'll see this had nothing to do with us.
Are you?
Oh, how is he, love?
No change.
Well... At least he ain't got any worse.
He's in intensive care on a ventilator. If he gets any worse...
Oh, he's stable. That's something to be thankful for. After last night.
He's only got himself to blame.
Do you have to keep saying that?
We've been over and over this.
I'm still trying to believe it's true.
Well, it don't change what happened. It was unfortunate that it
especially
happened.
For Jazza.
Unfortunate?
I'm sure we'll be able to put it behind us.
Really? Well, I've got to go and phone Caroline now and explain why the pub she's got a large share in has been shut down by the police on suspicion of drug-taking being allowed on the premises. Do you really think that's something I'm going to be able to put behind me?
How is he?
There's still no change.
Please tell me you've never taken any of this evil stuff.
We said it was just Jazza.
Why didn't you try and stop him?
We did!
Letting yourself get mixed up in all this.
He's my mate.
You ain't even finished your community service.
What's that got to do with anything?
The police want to talk to you.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That's what you said last night.
Well, I can't remember.
You were in a state.
Oh, when he stopped breathing, it was like it was all happening again.
Oh, Edward, love.
I mean, a mate I thought was going to die, telling them to hang on. The sirens, police. Oh, Mum.
Oh, come here, lovey, now, come on.
It was all happening again.
No. There. It's all right. Don't worry.
The police are going to go on about it. I don't know if I can stand.
Now, look, you've got nothing to be ashamed of. You tried to stop him. You tried to help.
Well, suppose they don't believe me.
They will.
I want to make it quite clear from the start, officer, that I knew nothing about this. So, it won't make any difference to my licence, will it?
I'd like to interview everyone in turn, Mr. Perks, so you'll get your opportunity to speak.
Anything you need to know, officer, we'd be more than happy to.
Maybe we should start with Fallon if she's nervous.
Yeah. Do you know what she has said?
Well, someone came round the back just as the officer arrived. She went to see who it was.
Oh, right. Well, she shouldn't be long then.
No, I can assure you, officer, no one would expect to find my pub open at this time of day.
I'm sure they wouldn't.
Especially if they went round the back. Why don't you go and see what happened to her?
Yes, all right. Yes, I'll get her. Don't worry, officer. We won't waste any more of your valuable time.
That's all right.
You'll have to forgive Sid for being a bit over-anxious.
I'm used to it.
Last night were a real shock for him.
I'm sure it must have been.
Nothing like this has ever happened before.
As I said, I'll be taking everyone's statements in due course. Oh, here they come.
Oh, Clary! Oh, hello, Ed.
Morning. Sorry if we've come at a bad time.
I told Fallon she should have said we was busy. Sorry about this, officer.
Only Edward were really keen to see Fallon.
I wanted to see him.
Well, I'm glad someone did.
Are you Edward Grundy?
Yeah.
That saved me a trip. Would it be all right if I interviewed Edward here, Mr. Perks?
I suppose so, if it would help you.
I want to be in there with him.
She said that'd be all right, I've asked.
Mum? Well, I shan't say out, just sit there.
Perhaps we could make a start with you two, then.
Yeah, of course. Oh, come this way. The sitting room would be the best place.
Thanks.
Yeah, let me know if you want a cup of tea or coffee or anything.
Well, I wouldn't say no to a coffee.
You must be joking. What did you have to come for? She'll think it looks suspicious.
Why? Oh,
he's just paranoid.
Like we was meeting to get our stories straight.
What stories? You see?
I'm sure she won't. She seemed very nice.
Mm, that's what she wants you to think. Don't let that fool you. I know what they're like.
Do you? How?
Oh, never you mind. But I can tell you one thing. That band of yours never sets foot in his pub again.
What?
Leave him alone, Sid. He's in enough of a state as it is.
He's in a state?
I've got a mate in hospital.
It's his own fault. You don't seem to realise.
You never made no mistakes when you was young, Sid.
Well, maybe I did, but getting mixed up with drugs wasn't one of them.
So he told you he was intending to take drugs?
Well, he said he'd got some stuff with him, but I told him not to be so stupid.
Yeah, good girl.
Please, Mrs. Rogers.
Oh, sorry.
Did you know it was ketamine he was thinking of taking?
Not then, no.
But when then?
Well, when I saw him, when he was unconscious.
Because you'd seen him like that before?
Well, yeah.
Right, but you haven't taken in yourself.
No, it was too dangerous. Look what happened to him.
We've had long conversations about various drugs and their dangers.
Sorry. Do you know where he got it?
No, I don't, honestly.
No idea at all?
Worcester, maybe? It's where he lives.
Are any drugs dealt at this pub?
No, Sid would have a fit.
Nothing like that goes on here.
But you will get your turn to speak, Mrs. Rogers. Oh. So there was no other drug-taking going on at this party?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Not that I saw.
Now, I can't speak about that. I were in and out of that party all night and no one was taking drugs. And I'd know it if I saw it.
They've been a long time.
Not really.
What's she asking them?
No one has a chance to find out.
Huh? Oh. Love, how did it go?
Well, it wasn't too bad. She'd like to see you now, Ed.
And I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's very strict about you keeping quiet.
You all right, Hannah?
Yeah, but just don't say anything more than you have to. You'll be okay.
You better go in then, love. Come on.
All right.
Good luck.
So, what did she ask you about?
Well, I don't think she thinks Farland's got out to do with it.
Never mind about that. What did she say about the bull?
Is that all you care about?
Mum really stuck up for you, too.
Huh? Well, why did she need to?
Well, I just said
she told him straight that there was no drugs being taken at the party.
You think she believed that?
Yes, because Mum knows what she's talking about.
And that's what you said?
Well, I thought it would help.
If you told the police you knew a lot about drugs, well, that's it. We're finished.
Now, let's just get this quite straight. You knew that your friend Jack was...
Jazza.
You knew he'd taken ketamine before.
Yeah.
But you haven't taken it yourself. You didn't know that was the drug he was intending to take last night, and you don't know where he gets it.
Yeah. No, I didn't know any of that.
And there were no other drugs taken at the party?
No, everyone was too busy getting drunk.
And Mr. Perks didn't know drugs were being taken on his premises?
Sid, you've got to be joking.
Edward.
Oh, come on, Mum. He wouldn't know a drug if he shoved it up his nose.
You work here sometimes, don't you, Mrs. Grundy?
Yeah, but I weren't here last night.
I know. I was wondering whether you would agree with your son's assessment of Mr. Perks' attitude to drug-taking.
Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't let nothing like that happen here.
In his precious pub, no way.
I hope Ed isn't saying anything stupid.
Why would he do that?
Because he is stupid.
Sid, look, this is really shaking him up.
It has. You're so mean.
See how mean I am when we've got nothing to live on.
Oh, it won't come to that. Ed, how'd you get on?
All right, I think.
Yeah, she'll be nice. She wants to see you now, Sid.
Oh, right.
Oh, don't look so worried. You got an out to hide.
Well, let's hope she believes that.
Oh, you really okay, Ed?
Oh, I just want to get out of this place.
Me too. Maybe we could go and see Jazza.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe they'll tell us more if we actually turn up.
Is that all right, Mum?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I'll just get my coat. Come on, Ed.
Oh, see you later, Mum.
Yeah, okay, darling. No. Take care now. Well, I suppose I'll be getting off to work. Yeah, I bet you don't feel like it. Don't. Well, stay for a coffee. Help me calm Sid down when he comes out of room 101.
You sure?
I think we've both been through enough to deserve a cup of coffee and a biscuit, eh?
Planning to treat myself to Betty's biggest box of chocolates.
I don't blame you. Who'd be a mum, eh?
There's one thing that puzzles me about you, Mr. Perks.
Well, I can't imagine what. I'm a very straightforward bloke.
That's what everyone says.
Do they?
Oh, yes. Fallon, Edward, your fiancé, Mrs. Grundy, all quite adamant that you're strongly anti-drugs.
I am.
Certainly wouldn't allow drug taking or drug dealings on your premises.
Absolutely not.
In fact, Edward went so far as to say that you wouldn't know a drug if it was shoved up your nose.
Did he? Well, I suppose that's true.
Only suppose?
I would never knowingly have allowed drugs into my pub. You must believe me.
I do.
You do?
Yes. So what's puzzling me is, why are you acting as if you have something to hide?
Poor Sid, she couldn't possibly think he knew anything about it.
No, of course not.
Well, I still can't believe it. The bull shut down by the police. What's Caroline going to say?
She said it. She ain't pleased.
No, I can imagine. So when's he going to be able to open again?
Well, he hopes it'll only be just for 24 hours, while they talk to everyone.
Oh, so it won't affect his licence, then?
They'll have to tell the licensing department. That's what's worrying him.
Well, it's never happened before, and I'm sure it won't happen again. Just one isolated incident.
That's what Jolene kept telling him.
So, how did the police get involved in the first place?
Oh, well, when the ambulance men realised it with this ketamine, they had to call them.
That's something vets use on animals, isn't it?
Yeah, also anaesthetic, I think.
Oh, why ever would you want to take that?
Oh, search me. Just hope it's put Edward off doing anything so stupid.
So, what are the police going to do now?
Interview everybody.
What, who was in the pub last night? That's going to take them longer than a day.
Well, everybody who was at the party.
Yeah, Brenda went to that. You mean they're going to want to talk to her?
Afraid so.
Well, she won't know anything about it. Oh, Lord, that young idiot's got a lot to answer for.
Which one is the ventilator?
I don't know. With that thing going up and down, I suppose. Why?
It's not very good, is it, that he's still not breathing for himself?
Glad he's breathing at all after last night.
His mum didn't look very pleased to see us.
No.
She must be worried sick.
think it's all my fault.
Why?
She thinks I'm a bad influence on him.
Oh, it's not that way round, is it? Jazzo, why didn't you listen to us?
It could have been me. Lying there with all those pipes and tubes coming out of me.
You could still die, Ed. You could still die.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.